For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. I posted a photo of what I thought was a Swainson's hawk on Facebook last week, and I was immediately corrected by several friends. As long as I don't mind looking stupid, it's an easy way to check my bird ID abilities. I know I need to get better at about identifying birds, especially raptors. There are a bunch of hawks that come in a variety of different colors and patterns, and a lot of those appearances look like a lot of other species. It wouldn't be that important, except that I sometimes post photos I've taken of birds on Facebook, and I look like an idiot if I misidentify them. That happened just last week. I posted a picture of what I thought was a Swainson's hawk, and I included that name in the post. Again, it wouldn't be a big problem if I didn't have a ton of Facebook friends who are bird biologists or bird watchers. And with the photography, it's sometimes important to get the bird species right. There are times when I need to send a photo of a specific type of bird to a magazine, and I need to make sure that I send the right one. I've decided I'd rather look like an idiot on Facebook than in front of a magazine editor. So now, when I get a good picture of a bird, I immediately post it on Facebook and just ask for help. I think it's helped me with my bird ID skills, but there are still times when I'm not sure of what I'm looking at. As long as I have a good photo that shows plenty of the bird's features, though, I usually get an answer pretty quick. I've learned there are a lot more types of hawks in my area, too. For a long time, I thought all we had were Swainson's hawks, but it turns out we also have a bunch of rough-leggeds, ferruginous hawks, and more. I'll keep shooting and posting, and maybe someday I'll be able to tell the difference on my own. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.